Good morning. We are the Parables Worship Team from Goshen College, and we are so happy to be with you here today. My name is Conrad Lichty. I am a sophomore sustainability studies major and music minor from here in Goshen, Indiana, and this exact congregation. It's so good to be with you.
Hi, my name is Sam Shaley. I'm a third year music major and history minor from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I am Cadence Lee, a junior music education major from Elkhart, Indiana.
Hi, I'm Anna Neufeld Weaver. I'm a second year music education major and Spanish minor from Bluffton, Ohio.
I'm Hannah Lehman. I'm a second year music education major from Huntington, Indiana.
My name is Julia June, and I'm also a second year music education major from Malaysia and South Korea.
Our service today is centered around the idea of shalom. A simple translation of the Hebrew word shalom could be peace, but such a simple word is insufficient. Shalom is peace, but it is also a wholeness and harmony that transcends through all aspects of life. Shalom is about being at peace with God, feeling peace within yourself, practicing peace daily in your relationships with others, and actively working toward peace by fighting unjust systems. So today we invite you to join us in exploring the all-encompassing radical peace that is shalom.
Giver of peace, teach us to see ourselves in the face of the other, that we may learn to be patient with fault, generous with love,
sparing with anger.
Help us to understand that our little lives are potent with great good,
that we are healers in your image,
that reaching out in need of you to others more in need.
We find you near.
Give us the grace simply to be kind.
Then peace must surely come to dwell among us.
John 14, verses 25 to 27. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
Maybe? Okay. We invite you to join us on page 389 of Voices Together for verses 1 and 2 of Together.
Thank you.
So as I mentioned before, I'm Cadence Lee, a junior music education major from Elkhart, so not too far down the road. I believe that God has planted many seeds in each of us. Some grow to create what is our identity, and others that don't become that become the nourishment for the roots of these seeds that do grow. One of the biggest seeds in my family, in my life, is my family, obviously. now having separated and moved out of state, they still influence my being and whatever I do. Both of my parents were raised in the Church of God denomination, which is kind of a somewhat non-denominational denomination of Christianity. When I lived in Michigan and Kentucky, my mother was a pastor, so yes, I was a preacher's kid. I remember at age 2 dancing up and down the aisles to early 2000s and late 1990s Christian pop during these worship services. I apologize, I have a script here. when we moved to Indiana, we attended my mother's childhood church in Elkhart. This church kickstarted my career as a singer with small soprano solos that the older ladies couldn't sing consistently. Anyway, this particular denomination of Christianity is on the conservative right side of things. Separation of church and state still exists at a legal level, but in my experience, I found that my congregation was likely to share political beliefs and even tie them into the religious teaching, making extraneous and unsupported connections to scripture and what was going on in our world. In high school, as I began to find my own identity and my position in the world, I found I didn't agree with everything that was being taught in my community that I belonged to. I yearned for change and a chance to worship in a community where I didn't have to hide who I really was. And this is where I think my journey really truly began. God planted another major seed in me. Unfortunately, it came at the cost of my physical health. In my senior year of high school, I was hospitalized for 28 days with another month of IV antibiotics from home, which I wouldn't recommend to anyone, let alone an 18-year-old trying to graduate high school. Due to the timing of this and my talent for procrastination, I had only applied to 2 colleges at the time and able to finish those deadlines. I think this is where God's will really came in, because the 2 schools I had applied to were Western Michigan University for their jazz program and Goshen College. Upon my recovery, I was able to take my second tour of Goshen's campus, where I was introduced to Marcy Yost, and whose amiable manner and passion for music education convinced me that I really needed to save up my money for Goshen College. It wasn't until I actually got to campus that my faith was further developed and my concept of faith experienced a cohesion between my previous faith and the inclusive measures that my old faith was missing. I could be myself. And along my path at GC, I've experienced many people and courses that have opened my eyes even further to my definition of what my faith looks like. Now, you might be sitting here listening to me babble about this and asking, how does this relate to shalom, what we're talking about up here? Well, shalom is not just peace with God, but peace and relations with ourselves, our faith, our community, and our world, each of which is somehow already rooted in our being. My faith journey has been centered around my shalom with God, trying to find peace and acceptance of how, where, and sometimes even why to praise him. When I was in the hospital, all of my shalom was shaken, called into question, and wounded. Those seeds were not being watered, more like burnt with a torch. My peace was far from being in all systems, but it helped to develop my perspective. Through our journey as parables to define and depict shalom, I learned that there needs to be a balance, like most things in our life. Each aspect of shalom plays a role: community, self, God, relationships, world, all of that. None is more important than the last. I think it may take a lifetime to achieve perfect balance, but as we make an effort to be peacemakers, embodying our own shalom, we must also explore and realize how our own shalom is multifaceted. God planted the seeds, and we determine how they grow, making sure that each one blooms and none are left in the dirt. Thank you. And I ask that you join us on page 777 for seeds. We will do 2 repetitions. There will be an instrumental break, and then you can join us for a 3rd iteration.
Matthew 5:38-45. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Creator in heaven. God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. In this passage, Jesus invites us to be active peacemakers. We are invited to respond to violence in unexpected ways, upending societal expectations and the assumption that violence must be met with violence. We are challenged to imagine how we can actively work towards shalom for our world.
And as we work to be active peacemakers, we cannot forget to take care of ourselves and maintain shalom within ourselves. Sometimes we have to have a little fun, believe it or not. Peace with ourselves might mean letting go and enjoying whatever pleases you. It's time like a pandemic, political turmoil, etc., that we should just stop thinking for a moment, breathe, and sing about it.
Isaiah 32:15-18 from the New International Version. Till the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest. The Lord's justice will dwell in the desert, his righteousness live in the fertile field. The fruit of that righteousness will be peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. We would now invite you to join us in singing number 617, I believe?
Yes.
Verses 1, 3, and 4, Peace Like a River.
Till God's returning. Shalom.
Shalom.
Deep peace.
peace of the living God be yours.
Deep peace of the risen one be yours.
Unending peace of eternal God be yours.
We just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to be here today, and we are so thankful to actually be here with you in person this year. And as we sing one last shalom, we hope that you find peace and shalom in your own life.